My name is Stephanie B. Welcome to the Ranger Buck podcast series, the experts in exclusive luxury African safaris. Throughout this series, we'll explore absolutely everything you could ever want to know about traveling to Africa, and more specifically, Southern Africa for a safari. If you'd like to see what Ranger Buck has to offer, or if you have any questions, head on over to www.rangerbucksafaris.com. Welcome to the third episode of the Ranger Buck podcast series. Today we're chatting to the manager of Singita Boulders Lodge, Warwick Davey. Singita has 13 lodges across Africa and 3 in Sabi Sands. Singita has a vision to preserve and protect large areas of African wilderness for future generations. Warwick, today we're chatting about what you can expect from an exclusive luxury lodge, from unique dining options, relaxing spa treatments, and the various ways that you can customize your safari experience. So let's start it off with the rooms. What kind of facilities can you expect to find in the accommodation? Is there something different? Maybe an outdoor bath? Are there outdoor showers? Would I have a private pool?
Cool. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
There are various special features that you would expect to find in one of the luxury rooms. All rooms are kitted with baths. Our rooms at Singita Boulders have baths indoors. We do also have an indoor shower, but we do have an outdoor shower, so one can make themselves one with nature, so to speak. Each room does have their own private pool. There is a pool in the main lodge area, but having a pool at the room for your own private use, I find to be a lot more of a special touch, and guests normally very, very much appreciate that. There is areas in the rooms where people can sit and relax and enjoy beautiful views over the river, and there's lots of little special touch points like games for people to play and magazines and binoculars with bird books, so people can really sit back, relax, and absorb themselves with the nature from the comfort of their rooms.
So can you tell me a little bit more about what bed options are available? If there is a family or a couple, do I have twin bed options, king beds? Are there extra beds for kids?
Sure. So the room standard as king beds, which we can make into a twin split option if there are maybe friends traveling together. We can put a third bed into the room for kids. And then we do also have family suite options, which is a kind of like our standard luxury room, but with a second bedroom on it. So it can accommodate 4 people, which would be ideal for families traveling with 2 children.
And in the heat of African summer, air conditioning would be amazing. Is there air conditioning in every room?
There is air conditioning in the room, because in the summer it does get very, very warm, and sometimes that private pool isn't quite enough. So there is 3 air conditioners in the standard room, and then you'd expect to find a 4th in one of the family suites. So every part of the room is well cooled.
So, Warwick, can I keep my cell phone and cameras charged? Is there electricity in the rooms? Is there solar power? Will I be able to stay connected with all of my tech devices?
Definitely. There is power in all of the rooms. The lodge where I am situated, we are in the grid, so we do have electricity 24/7, and then there are access points where you can charge. We do have charging stations next to each of the beds. Some of our other properties, you are off the grid, so we do have solar power, but still 24 hours a day there will be access to electricity.
And what happens in the event of a power outage?
So for us, we do have backup generators. So as soon as the power kicks off, the backup generator will kick in. And there's maybe a few seconds gap between that, but pretty much instantly back on the power.
So about staying connected, is there Wi-Fi provided in the room or maybe the common areas?
In both. So throughout the common areas in each of the rooms, there is Wi-Fi that is connected 24/7.
So speaking of the common areas, do all guests eat meals at the same time, or are there private dining options as well?
So we're very flexible in pretty much everything we do, and especially in terms of dining. Normally we will have one of our dining areas, whether it be out on one of our decks or in our dining room, very much weather dependent. And generally when guests get back from game drive, breakfast will be ready. During the winter period where the days are a lot shorter, some guests might opt to have breakfast and skip lunch or skip breakfast and have lunch. But if they would prefer to have a private meal, we'll gladly set up a private meal in their rooms, especially for honeymoon couples traveling through. Private romantic dinner is normally a very nice touch and they really enjoy that.
Warwick, you mentioned being very flexible. So let's talk about flexibility when it comes to food and dining arrangements specifically. Is there a choice of what food I can order for each meal, or is it a very closed set menu?
No, it is. It's, again, very flexible. So we do have set menus, but those change every day. Our chefs do a fantastic job of offering a variety of different dining options for guests. But if there was something that one of the guests really wanted that wasn't on the menu, so we would do our best to make that happen for them. And if we couldn't do it at that meal, we will go out of our way to make it available at the next meal for them.
You mentioned a chef. So can the chef cater for all dietary needs? What happens if I'm vegan or gluten-free? Am I going to be accommodated?
100%. So our chefs are all exceptionally well-trained. We get great fresh ingredients flown and driven into the reserve on a weekly basis, and we cater for anyone who might be following a vegan diet or who's gluten-free or maybe pescatarian. In this day and age, we are seeing a lot more dietaries coming through the lodges, and we are yet to have anyone that we aren't able to cater for.
That's great news. Is there a full bar service, and does it cost extra?
Yeah, we have a full bar. We've got quite a variety of spirits that we do stock. The gin scene in South Africa has become hugely popular in the last couple of years. So we have a variety of craft gins. We've got some really good scotches and Irish whiskies and pretty much everything else that one could dream of. And that is all inclusive in the experience. We also do have mini bars in the rooms, which stock, again, pretty much everything one should need, and that is all included in the price of staying at the lodge.
South Africa also produces some of the most amazing wines. Do you have a comprehensive selection of the greatest South African wines?
Definitely. So one of the parts of our offering or experience that we pride ourselves on is our wine program. So we have a wide variety of cultivars, which are basically also known as grape varietals. So with a lot of international travelers coming to South Africa, or especially staying at our lodges, no matter where you are from in the world, we're pretty confident that we could find a wine to suit your specific palate.
Oh, wow. That is high praise to your wine selection then. I love that. So most of the game viewing is done during the day. And beside from stargazing and some astrophotography at night, is there any kind of entertainment?
So one of the options that we could offer guests is to do evening drives. So generally, the last part of the evening or afternoon game drive is done in the dark, and the tracker will be out in the front of the game drive vehicle with the spotlight looking for the reflection of animals' eyes. When guests get back from game drive, have dinner. Sometimes we do dinner out in the bush, away from the lodge on special occasions. But yeah, stargazing is probably one of the most popular evening activities. After a long day of safaring, majority of guests would opt for an early night and get a good night's rest before the early morning wake-up call comes.
Speaking about the evenings around the game lodge, is it safe to walk around the lodge at night? Are there fences to keep predators out of the area where we sleep?
So it is not safe to walk around on your own, and part of our induction process when guests get to the lodge is to make that very clear. We always have night quarters. So when guests get back from game drive in the evenings, our night forces will meet them at the turning circle. We'll walk them through to the lodge, through to their rooms, back again as many times as they want. It's the one thing that we do ask all of the guests is, please, whatever you do, don't walk around at night. There is a fence that goes around the lodge perimeter. It's basically to keep out the big animals, so mainly elephants, but all of the smaller animals, including predators, can come through. And in the Sabi Sand, it's very well known for leopard viewing. I mean, as it stands, we have one of the highest densities of leopard known anywhere in the world. So very often we do get leopards coming through. We actually had a bit of excitement this morning. At our morning tea, everyone was getting ready for game drive, and two leopards came strolling through the large area down into the river, and everyone got their days off to a great leopard viewing start.
Well, now I'm just incredibly jealous. So in one of the other episodes on the Ranger Buck podcast, we do focus on game drives specifically. But I do want to know, you mentioned the early, getting up early for the morning game drive. Do you offer a wake-up service to make sure that your guests are actually up in time to catch that 6 a.m. game drive?
The guides would chat to their respective guests in the evening, and they would decide on what time they would like a wake-up call, and then we will give those guests a wake-up call, whether it be 5 o'clock during the summer months or 6 o'clock in the winter. We'll give them a call, wake them up, and generally meet about half an hour later in the main lodge area for a light breakfast before heading out for game drive.
I think the relationship between the guide and the guests is also very, very important, so that needs are met on both sides. And I just wanted to know, can a private guide be arranged for my party with a private vehicle?
Yes, they can. We never have more than 6 guests on a vehicle at a time. But if you were just yourself and your partner and wanted to come out and have a vehicle to yourself, there is an option of taking a private vehicle. It does come at extra cost, but that is a possibility.
Are every single one of the game drives requirements? Do you absolutely have to go? Or if I want to have a lazy morning in, or maybe not go out in the evening and just chill by the pool, is that okay? Or do I have to go on every single game drive?
No, you can definitely take a morning off if you choose to.
A lot of luxury lodges have a spa on the premises. Are your beauty therapists trained, and what sort of treatments are available at the spa?
Yes, so our beauty therapists are trained. They are highly trained. We have a variety of treatments, from facials to full body detoxes to deep tissue massages, reflexology, and then we also have couples treatments and even treatments for little ones. So all members of the family are well catered for.
So sticking with stuff to do around the lodge during the day, is there also a fitness center with gym equipment to use?
There is. So we do have a gym. It has got your standard gym equipment, treadmills. So I know that a lot of guests are very much into the fitness and like to keep moving. And obviously, being in the area that we are, it's not safe to just go wandering out into the bush on your own. So yes, there is a fitness center, and I guess can keep well exercised there.
You mentioned even having treatments for little ones. Are there any other activities for kids to maybe keep them entertained during the day? Do you guys offer any special programs for little ones that'll keep them occupied?
Yes, we do. So we have what we call a mini ranger course. So various activities that the guide will do with kids, taking them into the bush and doing tracks and signs, or we get molds where you can make a mold of an animal paw print that they find in the sand. We do baking with the chefs, pizza making, arts and crafts, and we also have a library with games and computers. And I know we try and get the kids out as much as possible.
Yeah.
But if the kids really want to sit back and watch a movie, we have that option for them too.
And being on call 24 hours a day, is that something that the guides are open to? What happens if in the middle of the night I need something, there's an emergency? Is there always someone to reach out to?
Correct, there is. So I mentioned night porters a little bit earlier. So night porters are at the lodge throughout the evening and are always on hand to give assistance. If there is an emergency, any of the managers will always be on call 24/7 in case anyone needs help with anything.
That's great news. Finally, I just want to know, what are some of the ways that lodges are trying to minimize their impact on the environment? Do you do recycling? Do you take that seriously?
Yes, definitely. And you mentioned right in the beginning that we are a conservation company at heart, and one of our big goals, or our main purpose, is to protect the environment and this land that we have for not just us, but for our kids and the generations that are still to come. And one of the only ways to do that is to be sustainable in everything that you do. So we try and have as little impact on the environment as possible. That comes to doing game drives, minimizing our number of vehicles that go out in the bush if need be. We try and get a lot of the guests on foot walking if we can. So again, minimizing the impact of the vehicle. But when it comes to the lodge, we do practice recycling. We are trying to get rid of plastic in the lodges as much as possible. We've moved to using glass water bottles, reusable straws instead of plastic straws. We've got a One Planet committee within our staff organization, and we're constantly coming up with sustainable ways or ways that we can include sustainability in our operations.
Thank you so much. That sounds amazing, Warwick. I am chatting to Warwick Davey, General Manager at Singita Boulders Lodge. It has been so fantastic hearing from you. Thank you so much for imparting all of your wisdom. And we look forward to visiting you sometime soon. Of course, Singita is a partner of Ranger Buck. Warwick, have a fantastic day.
Well, thanks, Stephanie, so very
Thank
much.
You.
And yeah, we'll hopefully see you out here soon.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay. Bye.